Chapter 11. Father and Son. The wind started to blow and Odysseus's little boat was thrown about on the blue-black waves. At last he reached an island, but the cliffs were high and there was nowhere to land. The waves smashed the boat against the cliffs and it broke into pieces. Odysseus swam for 2 days and 2 nights. Then he found a sandy beach and swam ashore. He made a bed from olive leaves next to a little stream and went to sleep.
"Who are you?"
Odysseus rubbed his eyes and sat up. A boy was looking down at him.
"I am just a sailor on his way home," said Odysseus.
"My father is king of this island," the boy said. "He and my mother will help you."
The boy took Odysseus to meet his father. The king liked Odysseus. He gave him dinner, and then he said,
"There is nothing more to fear, my friend. My sailors will take you home in my best ship."
When the ship was ready, the queen brought some food and clothes for Odysseus. Soon he was back at sea. He was very tired after his adventures. Before long, he fell fast asleep. Odysseus was still asleep when the ship reached Ithaca, and the sailors put him on the beach. He was so tired that he did not wake up. The sailors left him on the sand and sailed away.
"What's happening?" he thought when he woke up. Then he remembered, "The king's sailors must have put me here."
He walked up the rocky hillside behind the beach. He saw a little shepherd's hut.
"Will you tell me, where am I?"
Odysseus asked the old man who sat inside.
"You are in Ithaca, of course,"
the shepherd replied.
Ithaca? He was home at last. "But Ithaca has changed," the old man went on sadly. "Years ago, King Odysseus went away to war, and now his palace is full of lazy guests. Day and night they sing and dance and eat the king's food. His wife, Penelope, is still hoping that Odysseus is not dead and will come home."
A tall young man came into the hut. He was carrying a basket of wood for the fire.
"Put the wood over there, Telemachus. How strange. I have had two visitors in one day," laughed the old man.
Odysseus stared at the young man. Was this his son, Telemachus? In the time Odysseus had been away, his boy had become a man. Odysseus saw that Telemachus had big, dark eyes, just like Penelope. The old man went off to gather his sheep. As soon as he and Telemachus were alone, Odysseus said,
"My son, I am your father, Odysseus.
But my father has been away for many years. Everyone except my mother believes he's dead."
"I am alive, Telemachus, and I have come back. I have heard all about the lazy guests in the palace who take my food and want to marry my wife. Together, you and I will stop them, but we will have to be clever."